This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Harvey has displaced a lot of people. Some of those people have left town, others have nowhere to go, so a lot of those folks are winding up in shelters. One key difference, though, between Harvey and earlier storms is that after Katrina, emergency response officials decided they didn't want to turn huge buildings like the Astrodome into housing shelters. So where have those people gone, and what is the shelter strategy for Harvey? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
Nobody said planning for disasters was easy. There's so many variables: population size, proximity to other major cities, safety. More than 6,000 people stayed in shelters last night, and the numbers will fluctuate over the next week. Anthony Tornetta is a Red Cross spokesperson. He says his group is just looking for the best option, doesn't really worry about the size of the structure.
So it's a local high school gymnasium, or it's a local YMCA.
Then he says that's where people will be placed. Jeff Slegamelch is deputy director at the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. He says even though FEMA and the Red Cross are trying to get away from housing people in huge structures like the Astrodome,
in some cases these larger mega shelters temporarily, because they're the best way to shelter a lot of people very quickly and to provide, to really focus your resources.
Tim Dixon is a professor at the University of South Florida. He says FEMA and the other groups providing shelter can't be all that choosy about where they put people, specifically in big population centers.
Say you have a million people and 10% of them need housing temporarily. That's 100,000 people. I don't know of any city that could easily come up with public spaces and beds for that scale of people.
And Houston's the fourth largest city in America, almost 2.4 million people. Craig Fugate is former director of FEMA. He says small to medium-sized shelters are ideal, but that's going to be tough in Houston.
You try to open those up as close as you can outside the hazard area, but if you look at where the rain's falling, that's such a large chunk of southeast Texas that you're really having to go far inland to find shelter capacity.
And that may not be easy either. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.